Welcome to Summer Book Club at Radical Radiance. This summer, I am so excited to share some amazing conversations with you based off my book, Do the Thing, Gospel-Centered Goals, Gumption, and Grace for the Go-Getter Girl. We'll go chapter by chapter through the book for 12 weeks, tackling one topic at a time with some of my friends. We'll unpack having an eternal perspective in our calling, the fear of starting something new, stick-to-itiveness, the mundane and ordinary, comparison, how to spend our time, overwhelm, and so much more. Read along with us by purchasing a copy of Do the Thing wherever you like to buy books. And after you purchase the book, go to dothethingbook.org to join the free Book Insiders Club and receive access to a free devotional and other goodies just as a thank you. Oh, and if you haven't already, go take my free 90-second quiz that will tell you why you're stuck in your calling and give you three free action steps and encouragement straight from me and how to move forward. The link to take that is in the show notes. Let's get to it. Welcome to Summer Book Club. This is Esther Littlefield, and you're listening to the Radical Radiance podcast. Hey friends, welcome to the Radical Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca George, and I could not be more excited about today's conversation. We will be sitting down with Esther Littlefield to talk all about chapter 2 of Do the Thing, Gospel-Centered Goals, Gumption, and Grace for the Go-Getter Girl. And that chapter is called The Freedom of a Blank Canvas. So what do we do and how do we be faithful in the moments where God is asking us and inviting us into a new calling, a new assignment? And Esther has so much wonderful wisdom to share on this topic. So I just knew she was perfect to bring into this conversation. She's a first-time guest, so welcome her to the show. I'm so excited for this conversation. And if you have not already ordered your copy of Do the Thing, make sure you do that wherever you like to buy books so that as we go through this entire series, you can walk alongside us through each chapter. So make sure you do that again wherever books are sold, and help me welcome our new friend Esther to the show. Esther, welcome to the show. I am so thrilled to get to have this conversation with you today. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Rebecca. I am really honored to be here and to chat with you today.
I'm so excited. I would love for you to share a little bit about the work that you do and sort of what God has you up to these days. I know this is the first time we've had you on the show, and I'm so honored to get to have this conversation with you. You endorsed Do the Thing, which I'm so incredibly thankful for. And there's a reason for that, because of the work that you do. And I felt that this was a message that you embody so well in your work. And I just would love to start by having you share a little bit of that with listeners.
All right. Thank you. Well, personally, I live in Maine with my husband, Scott, and our daughter, Kirsten, and our dog and two cats. And we love all things outdoors adventures, especially in the summertime. And professionally, I work with Christian women building an online business. And specifically, I help them leverage their expertise so that they can make a greater impact and earn an income. And so I love working with women and specifically helping them utilize their gifts, their God-given gifts and strengths, and build a business that allows them to thrive and live their ideal life and whatever that looks like to them. So that's really where my passion is. I have been podcasting for several years, almost 5 years now. And I just love everything about, you know, serving women and really helping them to embrace their gifts and lead with confidence. And then if they have a business, to be able to inspire them to take that and turn it into something that really allows them to bring in an income. So that's a little bit about what I do and why I do it.
I love it. I love it. And the name of your podcast, tell it so everybody can go subscribe there as
okay.
well.
Yes. So the first podcast I have is the Christian Woman Leadership Podcast. And I actually have a second podcast, the Christian Woman Business Podcast. So that one is just more niche down, specific to business.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, I am so excited about this next conversation that we have going through the book of Do the Thing chapter by chapter. We're going to be in chapter 2 today, which is called The Freedom of a Blank Canvas. And so the thought behind that is, what do we do and how do we walk through seasons when God calls us into something new, or maybe there's a new assignment before us and we're having to really trust Him and entrust that longing for that to Him and take those next steps of obedience. And so we're going to do this in every one of these 12 episodes. We're going to walk through a couple of passages that were mentioned in the chapter and sort of dig into those a little bit and then talk a little more broadly about the topic as well. And so I've pulled a couple of passages that are mentioned in this chapter. The first is a really popular verse that I know if you've been around the church a while or you've been in scripture a while, you've likely heard this verse and been encouraged as I have over the course of my life through it. It's in the book of Psalm. It's Psalm 119, verse 105. And it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And that the idea of that has always encouraged me and been a good reminder, I think, to me of how God leads and guides and directs us, right? And our calling of He doesn't give us the whole path, which sometimes we wish He would, right? But that would totally negate our need and our dependence, our great dependence on Him. And so He really does give us that that lamp that lights and shines the way for the next few steps of our calling, which is what we're talking about today. And so I wonder, as you read that verse, Esther, how does it encourage you to remember that God does light the path for our next logical step of obedience, even when we can't see the full picture?
Well, I love that this is the passage that you picked to talk about first, because the theme of light is just something that has always been part of my life. And I've always thought about it in regards to how God really does that. He really does show us step by step that next path. So I think for me, it is basically the thing that I hold on to so many times, especially in dark seasons and seasons when I can't figure out where the path is even going. Yeah. I am a planner and I am a long-term vision thinker. And I like to have the 5-year vision and the 20-year plan. And like, I love to think about what is ahead and figure out how to get there. And I can logically create the plan if I know where I'm going. And what I find in life is that that's often not how God works.
Yeah.
He often doesn't even show us that end destination. Sometimes it's there. I think there's been times in my life where He has given me a vision of maybe where He's taking me. And then I can sort of, with His help, He's still showing me step by step, but there's still like a little bit of my ability to kind of create that plan. But then other times it's like I don't even know where He's taking me. I have no idea. Yeah. And it really is a time of trusting and recognizing that, you know, He's going to just show one step at a time. And that's hard for those of us who are planners and visionaries who want to have the big picture before we take the step.
Psst. Did you know that my debut book, Do the Thing, Gospel-Centered Goals, Gumption, and Grace for the Go-Getter Girl, is available wherever you like to buy books? I wrote it just for you, friend. So if you are ready to see your gifts and talents from a gospel-centered perspective, prioritize goals related to your calling as you move forward with gumption and grace, maximize your passions in the work you do every day, actively partner with God to serve Him and love others, and overcome negative thought patterns so you can brainstorm, develop, and create with the confidence of a go-getter girl. If that sounds like you, then I want you to order today at the link in the show notes below. Each chapter includes prayer prompts, scripture for further study, questions for reflection, action steps to move your goal forward, and accompanying videos for individual or small group discussion. So grab a friend or 12 and let's use God's word as our compass to do the thing. After all, if not now, when? One of my greatest joys is having the opportunity to come share God's word at women's events, retreats, and conferences. I'm booking speaking engagements for this year and next year and would love to chat with you about your church's next event. Shoot me an email at hello@radicalradiance.live to start a conversation today. Absolutely. I relate to that so much and am very similar in that way of I love dreaming about where God is taking me next. There's nothing I love more than a good planner, a good vision document, a good proposal plan for a project and how that's going to come together. I thrive on that. And I actually recently, and this was so interesting, I retook StrengthsFinders. I hadn't done it in about 10 years, and I have found that to be probably one of the more helpful personality assessment type things that I've done. I love the way that it's framed of really hone in on, we would argue as a believer, how God has gifted you and wired you, right? And let's thrive in that. And it was interesting, the two domains that were primary, you know, that all my strengths fell underneath were strategic thinking and executing.
That is the which same I
found
for me.
Which I found so interesting because as I wonder if you would agree in coaching women and having conversations, typically if you're a visionary, you're not a doer. Mm-hmm. And if you're a doer, it sometimes is difficult for you to pull up above the surface and really be a visionary. Right. And what I've found so interesting to explore is that I think God's knit a little bit of both in me, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for that wiring. And it sounds like it's similar for you. And I think that's also the struggle in trusting God in these moments, right? Is because I do enjoy both being up high and being a visionary and also being in the trenches of doing the work. But when I don't know where we're headed and what that's going to look like, that is such such a struggle. So yeah. I don't know. Does that resonate with you?
It does. It absolutely does. And I've had the same question of like, okay, I can think about the future and come up with all the, I love ideas. Like I love ideation and just thinking of things to do. But I also love to think about the plan and how we're going to get there. And like you said, it's, if you don't know where you're going, and that is very relevant to my current life, as I was sharing before we started recording. I'm in a season where I don't know what the future holds for me and my family. And it is truly, I was just texting with a friend this morning. I was like, just taking it day by day, like literally day by day, one step at a time, because I don't know where God is leading us. And so that is really a time where this verse, you know, I was like, okay, it's, I've got to trust that the light, you know, when you have a lamp and you're walking on a path, you don't see five steps in front of you. You see one or two steps at a time. And so it's a real time to trust that he is going to show, even though I would prefer to have like the spotlight at the end where I can at least see the destination and then figure out what obstacles are going to come up that we have to overcome and how are we going to like get over that hill and all of those things.
Because if we knew those, we could come up with a strategic plan on how to handle it.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And so, yes, I absolutely relate to that so much. Yeah. And I think the thing that encourages my heart so much in knowing that we get a step or two worth of knowledge at a time is this other promise that we see in scripture. And that's the other passage that I pulled out was in the book of James. And I'm so, so thankful for this and just how God offers us his wisdom. And so I'm going to read James 1 verse 5 for us. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. And as I think about this topic of walking into something new and trusting that to God, just this promise of wisdom is such an encouragement to me, just to know that we can ask God for any promises to give it to us generously without reproach, right? And so in seasons like this, and as we've talked about, Esther, you're walking through one of these as we speak, how does it encourage you just to know that that is something we can stand on and ask the Lord for, and he promises to give it to us generously as we walk into something new? How does that encourage you?
I think it is just a real comfort. And what I'm learning about wisdom is that I think I used to think that wisdom had to look like this, like, really big revelation. Like, it needed to be something really phenomenal. And I think sometimes what I'm learning right now even is that sometimes wisdom comes from God through a variety of methods and things that maybe don't seem really earth-shattering. Like, sometimes it's just a really small conversation with a friend and something that they say is wisdom. And that is wisdom from God, right? Like, he's the author of it. It's just he's using someone else to share it with us. Sometimes it's obviously from scripture clearly, but sometimes it's, for me, I've been really practicing sitting quietly and just trying to listen for his voice. And sometimes it's those really quiet moments where he gives the wisdom. And it's, again, sometimes it's just enough wisdom to get through that one day. You know, sometimes it's not like, again, it's not, it's what I would prefer to have the wisdom be. All right, Esther, here is the 5-step plan to survive the next 6 months of your life. And that you're going to do these 5 things in order and everything is going to be okay. But sometimes it's just like, what is that next step? And and then the last thing I think that I'm finding with wisdom in the way God is working in my life is that he has given each one of us, I mean, he lives inside of us, right? If we're a believer, he lives in us. And so sometimes it's learning to trust myself. And I don't want that to be taken wrong, but like that gut feeling or that instinct that I have in a given situation, that's actually from him. And that I can trust that instead of second guessing it all the time. And that's an ongoing learning for me of how to do that, because I often will second guess and I'll say, oh, that's probably not from God. That's probably not, or I need to get opinions from 10 other people before I move forward on something. And sometimes he's like, no, just trust what I've
actually
already given you.
I told you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need anybody else's permission to be obedient to me. Yeah.
Right. And that for me is, I think that's probably the biggest thing that I have found with wisdom lately, is that I'm just learning to sit quietly, listen for him, and then do the thing that he's asking me to do, and not have to check in with other people and get their approval or non-approval of what I'm thinking he's saying to me. Because if it's from him, I don't really have to get that validated from other people.
Radical Radiance is brought to you this month by Christian Standard Bible. With over 1 million copies sold, the CSB She Reads Truth Bible invites women from around the world to open their Bibles every day through gospel-centered devotionals and curated reading plans with supplemental passages for deeper understanding. With 66 beautifully illustrated key verses, wide margins for journaling and note-taking, and additional study helps throughout, the She Reads Truth Bible makes the perfect gift for a friend, a daughter, or for yourself. Personalization available on select editions. Go to the link in the show notes to purchase today. Now back to the show.
That's right. That's right. That's so good. So good. I love that. And I'm thinking, you know, to pull us out a little bit more broadly, we've both likely walked through these seasons. I know I have, of God inviting me into something new. And as I reflect on those, and as you reflect on those seasons in your own life, Esther, I wonder if there's other things that come to mind that maybe God has taught you or shown you in these times that might encourage others come into the conversation today.
Yeah. So I think one season where he was asking me into something new that I learned a lot from is way back in 2015, 2016, I was feeling really burned out from the work I was doing at the time and really kind of thinking, okay, like he had called me to write. I knew that writing was a thing and sharing a message was something he had put on my heart when I was a teenager. Yeah. And I was not doing it. I was ignoring that call basically on my life. And so there was this kind of moment where I realized something has to change. And so I stepped out into this new season of basically stopping the work I had been doing and stepped into this this, let's go into a blog, let's write, let's figure out how to make this work. And in that, I learned a lot. But I learned that one thing is that when you step into the gifts and the calling that he has given you, you are going to be a lot more fulfilled and have so much more joy and energy in your work. And what I realized, like looking back, I didn't realize it at the time, but looking back, I can see how much of the work I was doing prior was not in alignment with my gifts, my strengths, my calling, all of the things. And so no wonder it was a struggle. No wonder I was feeling burnt out because I just wasn't doing, I wasn't doing things that were in alignment with who God made me to be. So that was one thing I learned was, you know, when you trust and step out into those things that you believe he's asking you to do, and it's in alignment with your gifts and your calling, you're going to have a lot more fun in your work. And then the second thing I think is really just learning that he is faithful. And I mean, it's, that's like an ongoing thing that I learn all the time. But, you know, when I, when he asked me to start my podcast, I was like, okay, but I don't really know what I'm doing. Like, I mean, I learned a lot about podcasting, but I don't really know if this is, you know, the right thing. But again, I sort of had this internal, just like, just this is, do this. And I just saw his faithfulness in when I started that podcast. I started seeing the fruit of it, and I started seeing people being impacted by it, and women, you know, reaching out and asking me questions and feeling seen. And so this faithfulness of what he does, you know, that he, we're only responsible for the steps that we are called to take. And whether that podcast reached one person or 2,000 people, you know, that's not up to me. That's up to him. And so it was a matter of me seeing his faithfulness to, I just did the obedient step of saying yes to starting the podcast. And then I let him show me the results afterwards. And those are a couple lessons that I can think of, you know, times where I've had to step out. And so it's really encouraging when you can look back on, oh, I took that step and this is what God did.
Yeah. You
know, a reminder when you're in another season of not knowing what's coming. Because it's just like, oh yeah, these seasons are just going to keep happening. They're going to be, once we get through one phase of life, there's going to be something else in the future that we don't see the path. So we can look back at these things that we've been through and see, okay, God is faithful. He's going to bring the fulfillment. He's going to bring the results. I don't have to be the one that produces that.
Yeah, that's so good. One of the most helpful things I do from time to time is go back and reread my prayer journals from a previous season. I did that recently. I'm like you, Esther, I'm a pastor's wife, and the first 3.5 years of our marriage, we lived in a small town in South Mississippi, and always sensed that God might bring us back home to East Tennessee, which is where we would consider home. Mm-hmm. And reading back through just when there was such a longing for that, and just trusting God that he would be faithful in his timing of whatever that looked like. Now on the other side, we moved back about 6 months ago, and just seeing how God has answered those prayers and just encourages my heart so much as I, you know, am still walking into new moments of trusting God in new things and in new assignments. Remembering his past faithfulness matters so much in that. And so I love that you share that. And you touched on this a little bit earlier, but I want to call it out because we talk about it in this chapter. And it's this idea of, we call it deferred obedience in the book of, hey, I might know what I sense God calling me to do, but, and there's a few things we do in that, right? We can say, well, I'm going to talk to a few more people. And so we've got the approval of man issue that we all from time to time struggle in. I know I've been guilty of what I'm about to say, and I've seen it a lot too in other women of, well, I'm just going to continue to pray about that, right? When we have this very clear answer from God. And so this idea of deferred obedience really meaning, we know what our next step is, but we delay in stepping out in faith, right? We've all done it, and we've all bumped up against that struggle. And so I don't know, what challenge or encouragement would you offer the listener who might find themselves in one of those moments as they listen today?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I mean, anytime that has been my story, which it has been, you know, delaying taking the step that I know he's asking me to take, is when I look back, I wish I would have done it earlier. You know,
yeah,
that's what it always is. And even in the end of 2020, I was looking at my business and I was kind of basically at that point building two separate businesses. And I was planning 2021 and I was like, oh my word, I'm going to have all these things going on. I had all my launches planned out. I had all this stuff I was going to do for these two separate audiences that I was going to serve. Mm. And I was talking with a friend and she was like, I'm not sure how you're going to do that. And so she kind of challenged me a little bit with like my thinking. And really, when it got down to it, I knew in my heart what I wanted to do. And I knew what God had been kind of pointing me towards for a year. And I had been afraid to step out. And it was imposter syndrome. It was, I don't know if I have what it takes, all of those things, you know. And finally, I stepped out and did that in 2021, and I shifted my business and I made changes and I leaned into the place that I felt I could make the biggest impact. And looking back, I was like, oh my goodness, this is what I've been missing out on.
Yeah.
Now, do I, you know, maybe the timing was right. Like maybe it ended up being the right timing, but I think I knew before then that that was what God was asking me to do. And I was kind of like, I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes, you know, doing that whole, and I'm not sure which excuse that falls under in your book, but I'm sure you know, but I kind of just like was having that self-doubt of like,
yes,
I'm probably not equipped to do that yet.
Yeah.
And I need to wait a little longer and just, you know, get more experience and But I wished I would have done it sooner. Looking back.
Yeah.
So that would be my encouragement for someone is you're never going to feel ready. Like you're never going to feel ready. You just have to take action.
Yeah, I agree. And there's such a gray area, right? Of feeling we're never going to feel ready. And also God does give us his wisdom and his discernment in when is the right time. Right.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the moment we're talking about, right? Is when we do very clearly know we've heard from God, and it's that fear or that doubt or the insecurity that's really rearing its ugly head and keeping us stuck. That's the moment that we're talking about pulling ourselves out of and really entrusting that to him. And remembering too, you said it earlier, we are partnering with him. We have the Holy Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave lives inside of us. And we are partnering with him every day as we take those next steps of obedience. And sometimes we, you know those truths on a head level, but what does it look like to actually live that out? And so that's such a beautiful example of that. I love that. And I pulled a quote from this chapter that I'd love for us to just kind of talk about for a minute. It's one of my favorites. And it says, in a life sold out to his leading, kind of back to this conversation that we're having, his glory is the goal and his presence is the prize. His glory is the goal. We are working to build his kingdom, to advance the gospel, but the real prize for us is his presence and walking with him as we entrust those next steps to him. And so I wonder, what does that stir up in you as I read that? And how have you seen that to be true in your own life?
Yeah, I think for so long, I did not have that perspective. And I had the perspective of the goal was doing all the things for God, right? Like the things I could accomplish for him instead of really being in relationship with him. And so I have been seeing that more and more, that really the work that I do doesn't really matter. Like in the long run, all the work that I'm doing is, if it's not bringing honor and glory to him, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, if my life is not about living in his presence and being in communion with him, then again, the stuff that I'm spending my time on isn't really worth it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think it's just like, it's a changing of perspective from what the world, and even in some Christian circles. I mean, I grew up as a Christian. I grew up in a Christian environment, but there was I was still very much focused on the accolades and the achieving the goals and being seen in a certain light of if Esther does X, Y, Z, she's going to get validation and she's going to get attention. And therefore, I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this for God, but really I'm doing it so that I can be seen, right?
Yeah.
and really changing that around and saying, okay, I want to honor him in how I do my work, but also I just want to know him and I want to be in relationship with him. And I don't get it right all the time. I mean, I think this is still an area that he's working on with me. And even in the past few months, like I had to put a pause on almost everything in my life, in my business specifically. I paused my podcast. I paused everything because I did not have the capacity to do the work. And so that was a real humbling experience, and recognizing that, guess what? Even if all I do is sit with Jesus, it's still enough. Like, you know what I mean? And that has been a really good reminder that my validation and my identity doesn't come from the things that I'm doing in my life. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. And we talked about this in another episode, but just the importance too of remembering anything that God calls us to do, we have the opportunity to go and make disciples in that, right? I think, and I just think this is a good place to plug this in, because I think so many times we have created the box of what ministry looks like, right? When I think one day when, you know, everything is set right and we're in the presence of God and we fully realize how God is at work and how he's knitting all things together for his glory. I think we'll, at least I know I will be able to hopefully more rightly see this, but I can think of seasons in my life when God had me in a corporate job that I honestly despised. And I sat back and thought, like, man, I feel so called to ministry. I feel so called to encourage women and to write and to speak. And God, you've knit this in me. And so I trust you. But I mean, I don't know what you're doing here from 9 to 5 in this job that I don't really enjoy. And for many years of my corporate career, I was a recruiter. I every day got to wake up and go ask people questions, right? And interview people for jobs. And I had no idea what God was knitting in me that would be so necessary for the work that he would eventually call me to do one day with podcasting and speaking. And so today I can see that in hindsight, right? And so for the listener coming to the conversation feeling in a similar way about maybe their job or a current assignment, we just don't know what God is developing and knitting into us that will be so vital and necessary for where he's taking us next. And so he makes all things matter, and there's no assignment from him that is insignificant in his kingdom. And we have the opportunity to minister and encourage and go and make disciples wherever he has our feet planted. And so I just think that that bears saying in this conversation too. I love that. So one of the questions that I'm asking all of the guests that come onto this series, and I just, you've shared so much wisdom throughout this episode, but as you think back on the go-getter girl, the girl coming to this episode who desperately wants to see her calling from a gospel-centered perspective, I wonder what would be your best piece of advice for her?
Oh, I think that my best piece of advice is that it kind of goes along with what you were just saying. Your calling in terms of who you are called to be and the ultimate purpose of making disciples will never change. That is an eternal purpose and calling for all of us. but the way it looks throughout your life will change. And the way you live out your calling can change. And so to have this idea that you're aiming for the one thing that you're meant to do, I think is the wrong perspective.
Yeah.
I think that, and it, like, that's why I'm saying what you just shared was so valuable, because I think back and I spent the first 10 years of my career in social work. And, you know, now I don't do anything with social work, but I think all the work that I did in that 10 years, I learned so much. And a lot of it I pull into my current work of coaching women and working with women and, you know, having a broad perspective of what impacts our lives on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And then I was in network marketing and direct sales. And I mean, that wasn't my calling, but the things that I learned impact my day-to-day now. And I could still use that as a tool to reach people and to make a difference and to live the purpose that God was giving me. And so I guess my advice, if I can shorten it, is stop looking for the one thing you're meant to do and just see how God can use you in the here and now, wherever you are, and take that next step. And if you sense him leading you out of where you are, great. But if not, just see, how can I impact the people in my life right now? How can I bless people with my gifts? How can I bring him glory in my current day-to-day life?
Yeah, so good. I love that so much. And then there is a question that I ask every guest that comes on to the Radical Radiance podcast. We really have a heart to help women see what it looks like to radiate the heart of Christ in their life, their work, their relationships. And so I just wonder, as you think back and how the Lord's at work in your heart in this season, I wonder how you would answer the question of, what about Jesus makes you radiant?
I think right now it's his hope that he gives. And when I think about the dark seasons that all of us go through and the darkness of the world around us, it's often because people don't have hope. And Jesus is the reason we can have hope for the future. And a friend I was talking to a few weeks ago, you know, said, I was making some statement about the future and not knowing what it holds and like struggling to see it as something good. And she said, you know, if Jesus is in your future, then your future is going to be good. And I was like, oh my goodness, you're right. That's the hope, right? The hope isn't about what circumstances look like. It's about who you're with. And so I think for me, it's right now, it's that hope that he brings in my life. That's what makes me radiant. And it's also what I hope to bring to others is the hope that's in him, the light that's in him that can impact us and give us that hope.
Oh, so good. I love that. Well, I would love to give you just a minute to share a little bit about, again, the work that you do and where listeners can find you, anything that you want to plug these days that listeners who are coming to this conversation might enjoy or want to be a part of. I want to give you space for that as well.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So the best place to connect with me is at my website, which is just my name, estherlittlefield.com. And you can find both of my podcasts there. You can find how to work with me. The main ways that I work with my clients are through a mastermind program for Christian women business owners. And then I also have some other group programs that I run from time to time. And then I have a bunch of courses as well. So there's a variety of ways to kind of connect with me, learn from me there. And then I do have a free resource that I'll mention. It's the Ideal Life and Business Guide. And so again, this would be if someone is wanting to start a business or already has a business. And one of the things that I have found is that a lot of times women just go gung-ho into creating their business without thinking about what they want their life to look like. And so the guide is kind of designed to help you think about, what does your ideal life look like? And then what would your ideal business be that could fit in that? And even if you already have a business, it might help you rework some things. And so that's just at esterlittlefield.com/ideal. And that's the link to grab that free guide.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, I could not be more thankful for you, Esther, and just your voice into this topic, and was so thankful to get to pull you into this episode. And again, I'm so grateful for your just such a kind endorsement of Do the Thing. And I'm glad that this connected us. And yes, we certainly have a similar passion for women and encouraging women. And so it's just a joy to get to connect with you. And I appreciate you being my guest today.
Thank you, Rebecca.
I hope you love that conversation with Esther as much as I did. Make sure you go check her out online. And if you are a business owner, a creative, and you just could use some coaching in that area, Esther is such a voice of wisdom and just makes and creates amazing products and courses and has such great coaching out there on her podcasts. So I would absolutely recommend you check her out. And I cannot wait to be back next week as we will be sitting down to talk all about chapter 3 of Do the Thing, Gospel-Centered Goals, Gumption, and Grace for the Go-Getter Girl. That chapter is all about spirit-led stick-to-itiveness. I'll see you then. Thank you for listening to Summer Book Club at Radical Radiance. I'm excited to walk chapter by chapter through Do the Thing for these 12 weeks with you. Ask a friend to join you this summer by sharing this episode with them. And if you haven't grabbed your copy of Do the Thing yet, grab one for them too. Read along with us week by week and feel free to use the questions for reflection at the end of each chapter as a guide for discussion at your own book club. Make sure to go to dothethingbook.org to join the free Book Insiders Club and receive access to a free devotional and all sorts of other goodies just as a thank you straight from me. And if you haven't already, go take my free 90-second quiz that will help you find out why you're stuck in your calling and give you 3 free action steps and encouragement from me and how to move forward. The link to take that is in the show notes. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Rebecca George, and I'll be back next week for another incredible conversation here on the Summer Book Club at Radical Radiance.